Blog Talk Radio.
Put your hands together!
Good evening. This is your boy, your host, your prophet, Prophet Charles Briggs. Welcome to Favor Factor Radio. Hallelujah. He is the Lord of a harvest, and we do worship him tonight. God bless all of you. I'm super excited about tonight's call. Hallelujah. We are so representing tonight on this call. My good friend, Prophetess Alicia Lee is on the line. Hallelujah. I'm so super excited about all of the prophets and all of the bishops and everybody that has joined in tonight. This queue is lit up with many area codes tonight. I mean, you all are really representing 336, good evening. 678, good evening. 919, good evening. 770, good evening. 404, hello. 443, how are you? 410, 252, 706, 757. You all just logged in. I'm telling you, and you're logging in from even from the internet, and God is surely going to bless us real good on tonight. I'm super excited about what the Lord is going to speak unto his people. I'm more excited that my bishop is with me tonight. Hallelujah. He is all the way in Georgia, but we are excited about what the Lord is going to speak to him. Before I bring him on, I want to give you a few announcements, a few things that are coming up. I want you to notice that even on this coming week, on Thursday night at 9 o'clock p.m., of course, it is our Thursday Faith Booster night. At 9 o'clock p.m. this coming Thursday, you don't want to miss it, as the Lord will be speaking through yours truly to give you a boost in your faith, hallelujah, to assure you that your help is on the way. So I am excited about what the Lord is going to say to us during our Faith Booster Thursday. Also, on this coming Friday, yours truly will be the host in prophet of the evening, the host guest speaker at the Citadel of Life for Apostle Tyan Hunter, their convocation in Monroe, North Carolina, my spiritual mother, and that begins at 7:30 p.m. in Monroe, North Carolina. That's this coming Friday at 7:30, and then we'll be back there on Saturday morning as Elder Altron Slade, one of my own. He will be doing the prayer clinic that morning at 10 a.m. at the Citadel. Amen. That information is on my Facebook page. It's on my Twitter. It's on our PCBM website. It is also on our PCB Ministries Facebook page itself. So you want to make sure that if you're coming, you get the address and the directions from that particular flyer that is there, and we would love to see you. We will be leaving after Elder Altron speaks that morning, and we'll be traveling to Raleigh, North Carolina, where yours truly will be hosting the having a deliverance and healing prophetic encounter. And that is going to be at the Wyndham by Wingate, or Wingate by Wyndham. I think I'm saying it backwards. Hallelujah. In Raleigh, North Carolina, that information, too, is also on our PCBM page. It will be posted. The address will be posted this week. We're looking forward to seeing you there. That service, that encounter, begins at 5 o'clock p.m. Hallelujah. And then on next Friday, I'm going to let my bishop tell you about next Friday when he gets on. But it's going down in Georgia. We're going to Georgia. We're packing up. We're loading up. Amen. We got minibuses and vans and cars in there. We are traveling to Georgia on next Friday. We will be in Georgia next Friday. So I'm excited about all that the Lord is going to do. Listen, it's Breakthrough Tuesday. I've had so many testimonies of what the Lord has done, what the Lord is doing in the lives of his people. I've posted so many testimonies this evening. Hallelujah. And I am telling you that God is in the blessing business. He's in the business of passing out breakthroughs and miracles. Let me tell you something, that because you are his favorite, he is on his way. Good God, I felt him right there. I said, because you are his favorite, he is on his way. He's on his way to see about his son. He's on his way to see about his daughter. And I've received so many testimonies that I try to post them, but if you all want to post them and tag me in the post, you're absolutely more than I would be more obliged if you would do that. Amen, because sometimes as many inboxes as I'm getting, We're getting inboxes on our PCBM page, and we're getting inboxes in my account. So a lot of times I can't get to everybody, so don't feel bad. But if you would post it and tag me in it, I promise you I will put it on my page. But so many testimonies of how God is sending in extra finances. I remember on yesterday, we began to talk about how the Lord told me to tell the people that when you got to work, that this week you and some of the people on the line wouldn't have to pay for their lunches. Hallelujah. Something simple as that, that's called uncommon favor. The Lord said to tell the people to put your money in your pocket, because God is getting ready to send one individual on the way to bless you. And I tell you the truth, my daughter, my spiritual daughter, Evangelist Richardson, she called me and she said, Prophet, you were so right. I'm loving this favor thing. I'm loving this uncommon favor. She said, I have to pay for my lunch. And then turned around and went to her second job and didn't even have to pay for her dinner. So God is coming to see about his people. He's concerned about you. Hallelujah. I promise you that he is. He said that he will supply your every need. Hallelujah. And he's getting ready to give you some of what you want. Hallelujah. Some of the things that you want, God is getting ready to give them to you. I mean, we've had so many testimonies. I had another testimony, hallelujah, of how the Lord cleared out debt. I posted that on my Facebook page today. The Lord cleared out debt. Hallelujah. The lady thought was owed. It was not owed. Didn't have to pay anything. Zero balance. Hallelujah. Somebody's debt is getting ready to be cleared right now. Even as I'm speaking, I'm releasing the prophetic word that God is getting ready to clear your debt. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. He's getting ready to do it. Just so many things, from money to feeding to providing. He is the God of provision. Hallelujah. And he's going to provide for you. Real quickly, before I bring on Bishop, I always like to do a little introduction of breakthrough. Amen. And so I wanted to, God gave me the scripture concerning Isaiah chapter 60. But the previous chapters, the community of the returned exiles, they struggled to believe that God was working in their midst. And some of us, we struggle to believe that God is truly working in our midst because it's so bad or because it's so clouded and we can't see what God is doing. But I promise you, you may not can see him, but he is working. And so they mentioned in Isaiah chapter 59, they said, where is God? And so, however, chapters 40 through 55, it records promises that pointed to a great future. It pointed to a great future for God's people. And so in Isaiah 40, verses 1 through 15, they turn toward hope. Somebody's getting ready to turn right now. And I dare you to get up from where you are and make a turn. You're turning towards hope. You're turning towards hope. You're holding on to what God promised. And before you can even make that complete circle, what you just turned for is going to hit you in the face. Hallelujah. Excuse me, I got to get up and turn on that one. Hallelujah, because I got some things before God. Hallelujah, and I need it to hit me right now in my face. Hallelujah. God's concerned about you. Don't you give in. Don't you give up. Hallelujah. So they regained possession of the land as promised, but they were barely existing at that time. And so the community of God's people was in no condition to be a light. When that's what we're talking about in Isaiah 60. They were in no condition to be a light to the nations. Hallelujah. How in the world I'm going to be a light to somebody and I'm in this condition? How in the world can I tell somebody that God's on the way and I got some things before God that I need him to come see about me? That's because God, in your state of position right now, he's preparing you for what's to come. He's preparing you. Hallelujah. He's helping you to understand that these are the people I need you to disconnect from, that these are the individuals. Hard, hold by shot. I feel that for somebody on this line tonight, that God is sending disconnections in this season of your life because they're holding up your breakthrough. They're holding up your breakthrough. And so throughout these chapters, hallelujah, I'm almost done. The prophetic impartations of actual historical events they're interwoven with visionary descriptions of the working out of God's purpose. When I tell you that God is working out his purpose, your purpose, hallelujah, he's working out his purpose for your life. Even as I'm speaking, he's working out your purpose for your life right now. He has a purpose and a plan for why you are in the position that you're in. But guess what? You need to point to yourself and say, welcome to Breakthrough Tuesday. Today is my day of a breakthrough. Today is my evening. Well, I will not carry what I've carried all day long, all this excessive baggage and all this weight. I'm not carrying that into my Wednesday. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is Wild Wednesday. Oh, yes, it is. God is going to wow us on tomorrow. Hallelujah. I just felt God right there. I said he's going to wow us on tomorrow. Your mouth going to hit the floor in awe of what God is getting ready to do from the next 45 minutes of this segment up until tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. God is going to wow you. And so the returned exiles, they face severe problems, and somebody's facing a severe problem right now. Hallelujah. And part of the reason that they faced that problem was that the people had they had gotten their minds and they had become sin perverted. Hallelujah. And so their mission as God's people, hallelujah, they became perverted. Hallelujah. The Bible says that they had fell into sin. Hallelujah. But guess what? In chapter 60, the prophet renews the promise of a new day for the community of faith. Hallelujah. I believe I got a lot of community of faith believers on this line tonight. And God is getting ready to renew something. And just like he sent the prophet to renew them, God tonight sent a prophet, hallelujah, to tell you that you're about to come out. You're about to gain something new. Hallelujah. He assured the people that God has not forgotten them. And that's what I came to tell you. God has not forgot about you. And that their mission as a light to the world has not changed. You got to understand that these events, they begin to mark the beginning of God's new day for his people. And so that's why the Bible begins to say to us in Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1, it said, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." Hallelujah. "And the glory of the Lord rises upon." That was the breaking. Ooh, help me, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And in verse 2 says, "See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you." What are you talking about, prophet? Everybody else look like they're going under. Hallelujah. But I heard the man of God say on Sunday, hallelujah, "It might look like I'm going under, but I'm coming out on top." Hallelujah. I want to tell somebody right now, I don't care how dark it is, God's light is about to shine on your situation. There is a breaking point, and that breaking point is right now. It is Breakthrough Tuesday, and you're not leaving this line without your breakthrough. The rest of that scripture goes on to say that thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Don't you understand that God has some people in high positions that are on their way? They're on their way to see about you. Just one person is all it's going to take. You better look yourself in the mirror and tell your person, "I got one investor on the way." Oh, yes, your investor is on the way. I want the people of God to understand that you are not broke, you are not in poverty, you are not sick. Hallelujah. You're not depressed. You're not worried about anything. This is your breaking point, and this is your turning. God is on his way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so I'm going to get out your way right now. Hallelujah. I'm going to bring on my bishop. Let me talk just a little bit about my bishop, about my spiritual father. This is a great man of God. His name is Bishop James Dunn. He is a senior pastor and founder of Christ Temple Narrow Way Pentecostal Church Incorporated and presiding bishop and prelate of the Narrow Way Pentecostal Holiness Churches Incorporated. Bishop Dunn has been preaching since the age of 16. He was officially licensed in 1992 by the United Pentecostal Church of God Incorporated. He graduated from the Newton County school system in 1987. And this is telling his age. Ain't had nothing to do with this, y'all. This is bio. I didn't write it. In 1988, he was joined together in holy matrimony to a wonderful woman, a beautiful lady, hallelujah, to Pastor Stephanie Dunn. He's a father of three handsome sons, two beautiful daughter-in-laws, proud grandfather of one handsome grandson, and one beautiful granddaughter. Bishop James Dunn came to the Little Bethlehem Church in 1985 under the leadership of Bishop James Burns, where he was the bass guitarist. While at Little Bethlehem, he was anointed to preach and later ordained as district elder, from there to assistant bishop and now presiding bishop prelate. Bishop Dunn received the Master's of Divinity from Life Bible College. Bishop Dunn has also received his certification as certified mentor from the state of Georgia and the Georgia National Guard. Bishop Dunn is currently the presiding bishop, CEO, and overseer of the Narrow Way Churches Incorporated in Georgia, North Carolina, and Florida. And within a few weeks, he will be the presiding, this has already come to pass, amen, the presiding bishop in Wisconsin. Praise God. Bishop Dunn is now working on his book entitled Against All Odds, Against the Odds, and also in the process of receiving accreditation for the Narrow Way School of Ministry. Glory to God. You can tune him on YouTube at Bishop James Dunn at Christ Temple. Bishop Dunn's mission is to explain and proclaim the Word of God with clarity and simplicity to develop disciples through kingdom-building principles. Bishop Dunn has 26 ministers, 4 elders, and 7 pastors that serves under his leadership and direction. He is the chairman of the board of directors, in which there are 11 board members that sit on the Narrow Way Board of Directors. Tonight, it is my privilege and a great opportunity to introduce to all of you my bishop, my spiritual father, none other than Bishop James Dunn. God bless you, Bishop. How are you tonight?
I am great, Prophet. Thank you for having me tonight.
Yes, sir. It is so good to have you on the line, and I want to share you tonight, okay?
Yeah,
I'm
going to
share you with
great.
All these people that's listening, all these people that's logged in. I want to share you tonight, to share that gift, that wisdom and that knowledge that you have, amen, to the body of Christ on tonight. So, Bishop, we've done your bio, but you tell us a little bit about Bishop Dunn and how you got to where you are.
All right. Well, my story is simple, but it's powerful. I am the ninth child of 9 siblings, and we lost our mother when I was 2.5 years old, and my father got shot and killed when I was 9. So God has blessed me to turn tragedy into triumph, and I thank God that, you know, sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees, and we can't see God's plan and what he has for our lives, but if we just follow his hand and listen to his voice, then we'll all come out all right. Because the word says that in all things give thanks, because we find it hard sometimes to give thanks for all things. But once you're in it, then you can give God thanks while you're in it and praise him for your breakthrough. See, don't judge my breakthrough if you ain't seen my been through. You know what I'm saying? So you see the glory, but you don't know the story. So I thank
God. My
God, that,
you got to mess me up.
I thank God that all of this was orchestrated by God, and it was a plan that I should be raised in my aunt's house. That way I met Bishop Burns and my beautiful wife, and that's how we brought forth these great sons and granddaughters and grandson and daughter-in-laws. I thank God for that, because if it had not been for that, then I wouldn't be where I am now. So I thank God that I went to the Bethlehem. I met Bishop when I was 9. He became a mentor to me. I actually joined the church when I was 13 years old. And I'm not going to tell you how old I am now, but, you know, I joined the church when I was 13. When I was 13, and I've been there ever since. I've been right there under his leadership. And I thank God for what he has done for me, because, you know, a lot of people said we weren't going to make it. I thank God that all 9 of us are doing well, doing great, you know, because sometimes you can take that a mess, and God will give you a message out of it, you know, and I thank God that I am where I am today because of my relationship with God, amen? And I thank God that I'm here and I'm standing here today, and I'm being able to do what God has called me to do because of what I went through, you know, and I thank God that what I went through didn't break me down, but it brought me up. Didn't take me out, but it brought me in, and I thank God for it, you know, because, you know, a lot of people look at that and use that as an excuse for them to go towards drugs and life of crime and being a criminal, but I thank God that I fueled that into doing something positive with my life, and I thank God for it, and I'm glad to be here tonight, glad to have to be surrounded by such great men and women of God, such as yourself, sir. You know, and I thank God for you being one of my spiritual sons, and I thank God for you. So that's my story. And now I am the presiding bishop over 10 churches now, and we expand across 4 states now. So I thank God for that, that how he brought me from where I was into where I am now. So I stopped focusing on where I come from and start focusing on where I'm getting ready to go now. So I thank God for it.
Wow. I am excited about what God is doing. I've been under you going on only maybe 3 years now, I think, going on 3 years. And I've seen a lot, and I've watched how God has transitioned and how God is transitioning and shipping some things. And one thing that catches my eye with you, Bishop, is when you begin to talk over the people or make prophetic declarations, it's almost as if what you say, like a fire, ignites inside of me. And so I wanted you to tell the people. I know a lot of times people ask me, well, when is my breakthrough coming? I think sometimes we forget that we have to wait on God and we have to wait in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to wait in. When we wait in God, we wait in his timing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We wait in his timing for him to come. And so a lot of times we're waiting on God, but we're not waiting in God.
Amen. Amen. That is a rhema word right there. Amen. I'm also reminded of Romans 8:28, and you know God has really been dealing with me on this particular scripture because it is so profound to me. The Bible says, "And we know that all things work together." And I began to dissect that thing, and God began to allow me to dissect it. And we know that all things work together. All things, you know, the operative word is all things working together. So that let me know that I got to take the good with the bad, I got to take the bitter with the sweet, and I got to take the positive with the negative. Now, if you go outside to your car and you lift the hood and you take the negative post off and just try to operate the vehicle with just the positive, your car will not operate because it got to take both the negative and the positive for it to operate. So there's got to be balance there. And a lot of people now, they don't want to wait because they don't want to have balance in their life. And in order for you to be successful in God, you got to have balance. So you cannot operate the vehicle without the negative and the positive working together because of the simple fact is it's the negative that causes you to appreciate the positive when it comes. Because if you don't have that negative and that negativity in your life, then when the positive comes, you're treated as if God owed you that.
Wow.
But he don't owe us anything, amen? So all
amen.
Things work together for the good to them that love God, all right? And that are the call. Now, that's what really struck me right there, that are the call. The Bible said, Paul said, that are the call. I am the call. I'm not just called. See, what I found out, Prophet, is that God didn't call me because everybody else was busy. And I was his last short. But I am the call, which means I was his first short. When he called me, he qualified me. So he didn't call me because everybody else was busy, but he called me because he chose me, and he called me on purpose. You ought to tell somebody, he called me on purpose.
He called me on purpose. Come on here.
He called you on purpose. He didn't call you because T.D. Jakes was busy. He didn't call you because Creflo Dobbs was busy. He called Prophet Charles Briggs because Charles Briggs was his first choice. And anybody else that's doing a will of God, he calls you because he called you on purpose for his purpose. Amen. And then it says, and whom he did foreknow, he also predestined. That means that my life was already predetermined and my destiny had already been predetermined even before I began. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That means God already knew my ending before I began. And I thank
Come
God for that because if he hadn't known my ending before I began, then I'll be going crazy, going ballistic, you know, not being able to handle what God is doing for me in my life. Now, watch this. This is what really got me. I've already been predestinated, okay? And I began to study how they have different writers, you know, writers for sitcom, writers for movies, writers for plays. And so what happens is the writers will write out the pilot first. That means that they'll go ahead on and get the ending before they write the beginning. So the characters don't know what the end is going to be, but the writer does. Oh, my God.
Wow.
So all now, once you get the ending already predetermined, now it's time to go back and select the characters that he's going to play different parts. So each person that God has chosen for and orchestrated to be in this time and this season, they have already been selected by God to play in this certain sitcom or this certain play or this certain movie because he already knows the end. Now watch this. Now watch this, prophet. Now I noticed something about writers. Now the people that plays in the plays and the character that he chooses for the plays ain't always the same characters that are gonna be in the movie.
Wow.
So sometimes a writer will go back and get different characters for the movie. So what does that tell me? That tells me that there are a lot of people that used to be in my play scene that's not in my movie scene. Oh, my God.
Yes. That is
so
good,
what God
Bishop.
Is doing now, so what God is doing now is showing me that there are some new people that is in my life now. They're in my movie season because God has gotten rid of the folks that was in my play season. Glory to God. So now what's getting ready to happen now is a transition. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And what happened is, see, what happened is, and what I got to realize, Prophet Greg, is the fact that if I don't watch myself, I'll do the same thing that Samuel almost did when he didn't, when he tried not to anoint David as king. Praise the Lord. So what he did was he went by tradition. And tradition was when the oldest son came through, Samuel was ready to anoint him, but God said, no, that's not him. The one that I'm getting ready to anoint is the one that you didn't even invite into the sacrifice. He's still not intended to the seat. There are some folks out there, and if you hear one that's listening to the sound of my voice, there are some folks out there that feel like you are the black sheep of the family, feel like that everybody else is going ahead and you stand behind and everybody's getting ahead of you. But I stopped by here to let you know tonight that God have chosen you, and he have chosen you on purpose. He have called you, and whom he called and seeing, he qualified. Glory to God. And I want you to know, to be encouraged, that this is Breakthrough Tuesday, and God is about to blow your mind. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Glory to God. When God get ready to bring about a breakthrough, there's always a breakdown that comes. Oh, my God, there's a breakdown that comes. But if you break out in the midst of that breakdown, what do you mean, Bishop, by break out? Break out in a praise. Glory to God. Praising God in advance before he do it. Because you know he's going to do it. He's going to bring it to pass. He's going to cause it to happen. But all you got to do is just break out in a praise, and your breakdown will become a breakthrough. Good God, I'm out of you breaking
through.
I got
a little bit.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Bridge,
man,
Bridge.
You just said something right there. I gotta stop right there. Lord, have mercy. You said, oh my God, that in the middle of the breakdown, there has to be a breakdown. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
It has to be. But if we break out in a praise, if we break out in the worship, in the midst of the breakdown, then we're going to receive a breakthrough. And see, the enemy does not want us to even, he don't even want us to break out. He wants us to stay in that broken down position. But you can't keep a good praiser down.
Amen.
Oh,
that.
My God. For the word of the Lord declares, Bishop, that I will bless him at all times. If we bless him in our broke down position, hallelujah, the enemy has to back up off of us because he has to understand, this boy crazy, that girl, something wrong with her. I done took everything that she got. I done wiped away her bank account. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I done took her stuff. You know what? I think this is a good place to praise God for the breakdown.
Amen.
Whew, I'm sorry. I had to get that in there. I had to get that in there. You done hit my. You done hit something right there. I'm telling you, you done hit something right there. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He has so much in store for us. Amen. And he wants us to change our way of thinking. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We got to change our way. We got to stop trying to do everything. Amen. The traditional way. Amen.
Come on,
God have called somebody that's not traditional. Glory to God. Just because you're the oldest, just because you've been in here the longest, don't mean that God is the one. You're the one that God is getting ready to raise up. Amen. God is not anointing people because of, amen, their seniority. He's not anointing people because of how good they look. Amen. Ask them. He's not anointing people because of their stature. God is anointing people because of their commitment and their obedience to his
shield.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
How can I trust you to take my car to the mechanic if you mess up the first time? Mm. To go your own way. If God have called you to do something, Glory to God. He is going to make the provision for everything that you need to be successful. Amen.
There's that word again. I've been hearing that word all day, provision. I've been hearing it through so many different broadcasts today. Provision, provision, provision. If God brought you the vision, he's going to bring you the provision. I'm telling you, I believe that somebody's about to break through so that they can receive their provision for their vision. I don't know what somebody on the line tonight might be in need of, but I want to tell you and co-sign with my bishop that provision is on the way.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. He has to do it, y'all. He has to do it. His name is out there. Your name. You wearing his name. You wearing his name. Glory to God. God don't get no glory out of you being broke, busted, and disgusted. No,
Come on,
wearing his name. Hallelujah. He don't. That don't prove that you armor because you walk around being all broke out and holes in your clothes and holes in your shoes. That don't prove that you armor. That prove that you might be about a little crazy. But hallelujah. But if you remember, hallelujah, that God is a God, hallelujah, that will bless you in the midst of your storm. He'll bless you in the midst of your situation. Stop waiting on a pity party. Amen.
Yes.
That's all he wants. Stop waiting on a pity party. Glory to God. Just start praying.
Wow.
If you notice, the woman that lost a piece of silver, you notice she didn't call nobody. But the Bible said that she seek for it diligently herself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, when she made the phone call was when she found
it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. She didn't say, come have a pity party with me. No, she called him after she found and said, come celebrate with me.
Come
celebrate. God is saying, you're getting ready to celebrate. You're getting ready to celebrate. Hallelujah.
Woo!
You've been holding up the real long enough for God that he's getting ready to bring you to the forefront. There's nothing like he has to stop. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Breakthrough. Hallelujah.
Yep, sir. Hallelujah. I feel that. I really feel that. It's time to celebrate. I really believe that. I really believe that. Let me tell you how much I believe it. I believe it so that in my spirit, when you said that, I felt God pull out that one ounce of doubt that says, I'm not sure. But I felt when you said that it's time to celebrate, felt God just snatch something out of my spirit that was getting ready to cause me to miss the breakthrough. And I'm telling you, people of God, God's getting ready to snatch something out of your spirit that's getting ready to cause you to try to make you miss this breakthrough. I'm telling you, that person that almost made you cuss, that person that almost made you want to go off literally, them people that almost made you lose your little ounce of religion that you got, hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is going to snatch some people, and I feel this is so intensified, Bishop, that God is snatching people out from around us that's causing us to miss this next place, to miss this next mark, to miss this next dimension. We don't have no more time to waste. We don't have no more delays. We ain't got time for delays. I'm telling you, Bishop, this is where we break through. Hallelujah. And we're going to keep the breakthrough. You know, some people break through and they lose it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because sometimes God will give us a breakthrough. And then next week, you know, we be sitting around looking crazy with the blinds closed and the lights off, sitting in a corner somewhere. And we thought God just gave you a breakthrough. Well, he did. But we allow somebody to come and rob us of what God just gave us. But not in this next move and not in this next season. It ain't going to happen.
Hallelujah. It ain't going to happen. Amen. Oh, my God. It's not going to happen.
I'm telling you, Bishop, you said something else that caught my attention. You said that it didn't break me down, but it brought me up. Hallelujah. I'm telling you on the human side of us, the human side of us, we feel like that when people come or when things start to transition in our lives, we feel like that God has left us alone, that we're in this thing by ourselves. And sometimes God calls us to a place of being alone with him.
Right.
And but we're not looking at it as if we're being alone with God. We're looking at it as if there's no physical human being around.
Right.
Amen. And sometimes God will call us to ourselves so that there is no one to come in and snatch what God is about to give us. You got to be very careful in this season. We got to be very careful in this season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm telling you, Bishop, we got to be very careful in this season who is around us.
Amen. Yes. Yes. Wow. I've been just did a series on that. Check your circle. Amen.
Check your circle. Wow.
Yes,
I didn't know that. Hallelujah.
Yes. A lot of people we got in our inner circle need to be in our outer circle. And there's some folks that
please
in our
tell us
outer
about
circle.
That. You told me about that before. Tell us about that one more time.
All right. There are some people that we have close to us. David said that it wasn't my enemy that approached me. Because if it had been my enemy, I would have known them because they don't dress like me. They don't look like me. They wear different uniforms. They don't dance like me. They don't run and shout like me. But David said, what I almost missed it because it wasn't my enemy. It was the one that took sweet counsel with me, one that went to bed with me, so the one that slept with me, one that slept in the same house and ate my same food. Why? Because he looked like me. He walked like me. He talked like me. Glory to God. So sometimes we find out that people that are closer to us are the ones that are our biggest problem because they walk like you. They dance like you. They talk like you. They speak in tongues like you do. So it's very hard to catch them if you're not in the spirit. Glory to God. So David says, so that's the person that's in that inner circle. You know, that inner circle right there. Amen. Peter, James, and John, that's the inner circle, all right? Then you got some in the outer circle. Those are the people that don't look like us, don't walk like us, but they got our heart. Amen. But we keep them in the outer circle because they don't look like us. But those are the ones that God is saying, hey, you need to bring that one up to your inner circle. And there's some folks that you got close to you. You need to put them in a distance. My grandmama said, feed them with a long-handled spoon. Because those are the ones that's tearing you down. David found out it was his own son that was destroying his kingdom. Amen.
Wow.
So watch who you got close to you and take a look at who you got far away from. Because sometimes the one that's close to you needs to go out, and there's some people that's far away from you need to come in. Those are the ones that's going to actually be your backbone, your watchman, your gatekeeper, the one that's going to be praying for you, your armor bearer. You know, now we got some good people that's close to us. We do have some, but God should just reevaluate your circle. That's what I'm doing now. God should reevaluate your circle because sometimes people's circles have become flat.
Mm-hmm.
And when it becomes flat, it's not a circle anymore, is it?
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
So you got to watch our circle. Amen.
Watch our circle.
That's it.
Lord, have mercy. Amen. I'm telling you, it seems like this hour go by so fast.
I do.
When it gets so good. Oh, my God. You're just blessing us. You're blessing us tonight. And, I mean, the lines are so full tonight. Actually, and I said this the other week. I think I said this last week. But our lines have never been this full tonight as they have been. They're full. Glory to God. I'm telling you. I believe, Bishop, that in this season that God, and I really feel a prophetic unction to prophesy to someone on this phone line and in the 757 area code area. The Lord is right now, God is really tugging you to help you to understand that this place you're in, this hard place, and it's a very hard place, and you're saying, God, I don't know how I got here. I've been doing everything you asked me to do. I've been sowing. I've been going to church. I've been serving. But the Lord told me to tell you that he got you here on purpose, as Bishop Dunn has forestated. You're in this place on purpose. Hallelujah. God is trying to raise you up to another dimension, but you feel like you keep going in circles. And if this word is for somebody else, but I know this is for somebody in 757 area code. Hallelujah. But if it's for you, reach up in the atmosphere and grab it. But God told me to tell you that your season of circles is coming to a halt. It's coming to an end. Hallelujah. You will not repeat the same cycle. miracle. As a matter of fact, as a matter of fact, this thing called circular motion is over. Hallelujah.
Over.
And the next time you feel like you're about to go into a circle, God is going to open that circle and make an exit for your way of escape. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because there's a breaking. I hear breaking in the spirit. I hear breaking in the spirit. I hear breaking in the spirit. Chains are breaking. Yokes are being destroyed. I'm telling you, people are going to be, you know, somebody's body is being healed right now, Bishop, even as we're talking. As a matter of fact, Bishop, go ahead and pray right now and ask God to make a prophetic declaration over these people on this line, because something breaking right now. I feel it.
Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. I declare and decree right now, hallelujah, that there's healing is taking place in somebody's body right now. I dare, whoever you are, I dare you to put your hands on yourself right now and begin to declare and decree that I am healed with his stripes. I'm healed because no more dominion will the devil have over me. Sickness will not have dominion over me any longer. I am walking free. I'm talking free. I am free right now. I dare you to lift your hands right now while you're and begin to declare it. Because when you speak it into the atmosphere, God will change your atmosphere right now. In the name of Jesus, you're healed. You're delivered. I don't care what the doctor said about it. Glory to God. You go to the doctor to get a diagnosis and then put the name of Jesus on his name. In the name of Jesus, I declare it right now that you are healed right now. You're delivered.
Lord.
And those who, I don't know who it is, but somebody is getting very discouraged. But we stop by to just encourage you tonight to let you know that your breakthrough is here. Your breakthrough is here. The moment you get off this phone, hallelujah, you're going to get another phone call. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God is already sending your breakthrough right now. Glory to God. And it's from an unusual, uncommon person. Somebody that you thought you didn't like. Ichabod. It's somebody that you thought you didn't like. God is getting ready to bless you through your enemy.
Hallelujah.
I declare it right now.
Hallelujah.
By the authority of the Holy Ghost, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
I believe it.
As soon as you get off this phone. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, my God, I believe that. I believe it. And I heard the Lord say, Bishop, while you were talking, that he's getting ready to execute the enemy. But it came out your mouth that he was going to bless you, bless the people through their enemy. But I heard the Lord say, I'm getting ready to execute your enemies. Hallelujah.
Yes.
What people, what the enemy had planned for you, it has been stopped right now. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, people of God on this line, that God, the fire of God, is getting ready to come in your living room. It's getting ready to come in your cars. It's getting ready to hit you in your workplace. Hallelujah. I feel a turning, a breaking in the spirit realm.
Yes.
Those things that tried to discombobulate your mind, tried to come against your thought pattern. I hear the spirit of the Lord now saying that I'm breaking it in the mind of the people. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord right now saying that I'm breaking it in the mind of the people. Somebody on this line right now, before this week is over, that job belongs to you. That job belongs to you. I hear the Holy Ghost saying that it's breaking right now. Your finances are changing. Things are shifting in your favor. You're going without transportation. But God said that if you would believe and believe the prophet, he said that this month will not go out without me sending you your transportation. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I feel God so heavy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I like to pray as soon as I see these emails. I just saw someone just sow through the website. I want to pray right now for you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That seed that was just sown, I decree and declare right now that you will increase that person. Hallelujah.
Yes,
for their
God.
Obedience. God, they're sowing for their breakthrough. They're sowing because they believe you. They're sowing because they believe what Bishop has said. They're sowing because they believe what I have said. God, we believe now that all things are working together for the good of them that love the Lord and those who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God, everything
Hallelujah.
That we're doing right now is for our purpose. Hallelujah.
Yes,
our destinies are not looking dim anymore. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Our destiny is looking much brighter. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the enemy is backing up. He's being dismantled. Hallelujah. He's stopping in his track right now. Hallelujah. His track record is ending with us right now.
Hallelujah.
We bind every spirit of darkness in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare, hallelujah, God. Hey, God, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that the breaking to our breakdown, hallelujah, hallelujah, we're about to break out of this thing. Hallelujah, because I smell a breakthrough. I feel it, Bishop. I feel a breakthrough right now.
I do too. I feel a
breakthrough. Yeah. I feel like God getting ready to do something so ridiculous before this week is over. I'm telling you, I feel like, I'm telling you, I don't know, I'm telling you, God, he keep hearing God say, put your money in your pocket. Hallelujah. People of God, I keep hearing him say, put your money in your pocket. He's sending someone to bless you. And this time, God said, you put your money in your pocket because he remembered your last seed. He remembered your last sacrifice. He remembered when you gave and you didn't have it to give. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to send somebody to bless you for your last sacrifice. Now, if you haven't gave a sacrifice, hallelujah, I encourage you to give a sacrifice tonight. Hallelujah. I encourage you to give a sacrifice tonight. God's doing something. I feel it so heavy. Hallelujah. Bishop, you got to talk to us about next Friday. Amen. Because I'm telling you, I can, whoo, I feel like preaching right now.
Amen. Next Friday night, all roads lead to 240 Flat Rock Road, Oxford, Georgia. Amen. To Bethlehem Temple. Hallelujah. And we will be having our prophetic encounter. But not only that, but we will have elevation service will be taking place immediately after. Amen. That prophetic word go forth. God is raising up his people right now. And hallelujah, we're going to have an awesome time in the name of the Lord. Prophet Bridge will be breaking forth the bread of life. And after that, God is elevating him to, amen, to the position of overseer. Hallelujah. We congratulate him because I don't want to be in no organization where there is no promotion. Promotion comes from above. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I don't want to be in nothing that I can't get promoted in. Amen. So there is going to be a promotion that's going to take place that night. And you want to come. You want to be there. Glory to God. Not only has God got a word for you, hallelujah, but God got a blessing for you as well. So make your way too far to Flight Rock Road, Oxford, Georgia, next Friday night. It's going down. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All your enemies are going down. Guess what? Next Friday night is going to be the expiration date to all of your situations, your problems, your enemies, everything. And it's going to be the birthday for your new anointing, your new breakthrough. Hallelujah. Ooh. That's going to happen next Friday night. All in one night. How you like that?
Yes, Lord. I'm excited about it. Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I'm excited about it. Bishop, it has been a pleasure having you on this show tonight. I'm telling you, I'm super excited. There was another a seed that came through, Frida Willis. Hallelujah. Frida Wheels. Hallelujah. I want to bless God for you. I'm not sure, hallelujah, if you got off the line. Hallelujah. But I thank God for you tonight, even your seed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I bless the Lord for you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I really bless the God. I'm blessing God. I'm calling out names so these people are sowing. Amen. Sister Prophetess Grant. Hallelujah. I praise God for you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
This is a blessing. Yes. This is a blessing because this is helping us to continue the will of the Lord. This is helping us to continue the work of the Lord. Amen. This radio, this internet radio show, hallelujah. Thank you, all of those supporters. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord for you tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you want to support, you can go to our website, pcbministries.com, and you can click on that donate button. Amen. And you can donate your seed. Amen. There on that screen, on the donate screen, and we're praying with you. You can send us your prayer requests, and you can send us your testimonies. I promise you, we will pray over your prayer requests. We print them out. Amen. And I put them on my altar at my house, hallelujah, in my prayer room. And I lay on them and I pray over them. And we watch God manifest, amen, what he said he was going to do. And I'm telling you, there's a breaking that is taking place. I feel such a calmness right now.
Yes.
I feel a peace.
Yes.
And the Lord said that tonight, y'all going to rest in peace. There are anybody on this line tonight, there shall be no aches and pains in your body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There will be no aches and pains in your body. The Lord said there will be sweet peace. Hallelujah. Sweet rest. Hallelujah. He's giving rest tonight. The Lord is taking the pressures off of your shoulders. He's taking the yokes from around your neck. He's unbuckling the chains. He's unbuckling them. Hallelujah. You're going to walk right out of this. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Something that was trying to hold you hostage. God said, you ain't going to break out. You're going to walk out of it. Come on here. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so super excited about what God is getting ready to do for his people. Amen. I'm challenging
Amen.
Those persons tonight. Amen. If that's you and you're sowing for your breakthrough, amen, we're sowing that $20 seed every Tuesday. $20 seed. Amen. Every Tuesday, a breakthrough seed, $20 every Tuesday. Amen. If that's you, visit the website, pcbministries.com. Amen. We're blessing God for everything that's about to take place. Bishop, I think I'm going to talk to you about being a host on here at least once a week. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. I believe that there is something there. There's something divine that's going to take place. Amen. Out of your mouth. Amen. So full of wisdom and so full of knowledge. Amen. I want
wow.
you to know from the bottom of my heart that I love you so much. Thank
Amen.
You so much for believing in me,
thank
for putting
you.
Up with me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God for submitting under your leadership. Amen. I
Amen.
Thank God for that. Amen. And I bless God
Amen.
For what he's about to do in the life of you and Pastor Stephanie.
Amen.
Y'all better get ready. Amen.
Amen.
Because God's going to sweep through there.
Please.
Amen.
Yeah.
When I tell you that, I keep telling you this, but I see another truck. Amen. Y'all hmm. about to sit high off the ground. Amen. You're going to sit high off the ground. God's getting ready to do this thing quickly. Amen. I remember
Ooh,
the prophetic
God.
Word, and his word shall not return
Amen.
Void. Amen.
Amen.
Elder T.J. Etheridge, I think you're on the line tonight. I want to prophesy to you before I get off this phone to tell you that God said if you lift your hands right where you are, he's getting ready to show you something great and mighty. Hallelujah. When I tell you that God is getting ready to send provision like never before. Hallelujah. Ooh. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, hallelujah. I got 3 minutes, but I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that he's getting ready to shift finances, amen, for the people of God. He said that my people shall not lack anything. Hallelujah. He said if you're one of his favorites, then he's getting ready to uncommonly favor you. Hallelujah. And I believe tonight that you're one of his favorites, not only him, but there's some other people on this line tonight that are one of God's favorites, and he's getting ready to uncommonly favor you. Hallelujah. For this is the week, this is the rest of the year of uncommon favor. He's going to do it like never before. Hallelujah. Bishop, I love you. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, and I'll be talking to you, okay?
Okay.
Hallelujah. People of God, you've heard it tonight. This has been an awesome broadcast, and I am prophetically decreeing and declaring over your life those $20 sowers that are sowing right now that God is shifting in your direction. He's shifting in the direction of the righteous. He's shifting in the direction of those who stand in need of a breakthrough. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that this is not the place to break down, but God's getting ready to open the gate, and you are about to break out, and you are about to break through. Hallelujah. Hold on to what God has spoken tonight. You need to read Isaiah, the 60th chapter, because I'm telling you, the light is about to shine on you. Hallelujah. And everybody else around you going to be looking like, how in the world did you get to that place? How in the world did that happen for you? It happened because I'm one of his favorites. And when you're one of God's favorites, he uncommonly favors you. Hallelujah. And there's nothing that nobody can do to stop it. I love you. This is your prophet, Prophet Charles Riggs. I'm signing off, but we're not signing off alone. We're signing off with Anita Wilson, and she came to tell you that Jesus will. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. It is Breakthrough Tuesday. It is not over until God says it's over. We got until midnight. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that when midnight strikes, something is going to happen. Hallelujah. Hold on. Your breakthrough is on the way.